This is MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore, and we're talking now with Triton High School boys hockey coach Ryan Sheehan. Coach, congratulations on the opening round win.
Thank you very much, Rick, and thanks for having me.
Well, I appreciate it. You know, I didn't get the report on the game, but a good win for you guys over Middleboro, and it looks like another nice night for Mr. Marenghi.
Yeah, Middleboro was kind of a funny team. They had one really, really solid line, a kid with 44 goals, 64 points, which was, you know, probably the most prolific point getter that we've played this year. So, you know, a focal point for us. And that kid had probably 6 to 8 pretty quality chances in the first period that Gavin, you know, turned aside. So I think that kind of springboarded us for the rest of the game.
What does that do, Coach, when a goalie, you know he's solid at the beginning of the game as a player, you're in the tournament, probably some butterflies for the younger kids, but then you see your goalie, okay, he's who he usually is, so we can do our thing out here.
Yeah, it's like anything. It's, you know, you gotta feel yourself out there a little bit. When you first step on the ice, the nerves are there and things, and, you know, If Gavin can play comfortable back there and be reliable back there, which he has been the entire year, you know, you don't grip it as tight. You can kind of play a little more free, which is how you got to play the game.
Tell me about the ebb and flow of the offense the other night.
You know, Luke Sullivan had 3 goals for us. You know, he's just been solid. He's great with the puck. He's got a good release. And he and Mason Colby, number 23, have been playing well together. You know, Mason's got, you know, one of the faster guys on the ice, and he can find Luke, and they kind of, you know, they feed off each other. So, you know, Luke started us off with the scoring. Cam Neary had a big goal, his first varsity goal. And, you know, we kind of just went from there and up the physicality and kind of suffocated Middleboro, which was good.
At this point, Coach, with another game coming up so quickly, is it more just kind of, you know, fine-tuning things or just, you know, status quo at practice and let's just keep our heads in the game because physically physically at least, the kids know what to do at this point. They've worked together all season long. So is it more or less just kind of a mental thing and just kind of stay sharp?
Yeah, there's not too many X's and O's adjustments that you're going to make at this point in time unless some team is doing something exotic that you haven't seen before. But, you know, pretty much as everyone's doing similar things. So it's just keep the compete level, you know, continue just getting repetitions of puck movement and puck touches and things like that. And it's just, you know, kind of, you know, an everyday practice and just finely tuned, just like you said.
How cool is it for the kids to have another home game coming up?
Oh, it's great. It is great. You know how the graph is.
Yeah.
And, you know, tight locker room situation. But our guys love it over there. We're treated well. And, you know, we get a lot of student support, and we get a lot of, you know, people in the community that come out to support us. So it'll be good for us.
Oh, yeah. It fills up pretty fast over there. What about Medfield now? Do you know anything about them at all?
Yeah, I've seen them a little bit. They're a good team. They have definitely some quality wins. You know, they ended the season beating Concord Carlisle, who was, you know, highly touted as one of the better Division II teams in the area. They beat them 3-0, actually, in their last game of the season. And, you know, they're solid 3 lines, you know, 6 to 7 seniors, pretty good goaltending. So it's, you know, it'll be a little faster, you know, a little faster than the game was against Middleboro. Battles will be a little tougher, and you know, we'll up our compete level just a little bit, and hopefully we can hang in there.
Now, is the Newburyport Gloucester game at the Graff also?
Yeah, that's at 1:30. That's a good ticket, Rick.
It's going to be a blast over there, man. That building's going to be rocking. That's great. Hey, anything else, Ryan, about what's going on right now?
No, we're just excited. Hope, you know, it's the best time of year in any sport, in my opinion. And you know, like I said, one and done. It's exciting hockey. So, you know, we just hope to play our best game, and hopefully we can keep on going.
Building memories, man. That's great. Congratulations, Ryan. Hope we can talk again.